Diane Kuzia-Hills, the executive director of My Brother's Table in Lynn, is joining us. Diane, welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
Diane, My Brother's Table, major soup kitchen, if you will, in Lynn, and served many, many meals in the course of a day. I guess just give our quick listeners a little bit about the scope of what you guys do, and then we'll talk about how this coronavirus has kind of changed the way you operate. But give us the overview.
Sure. So we provide typically two meals a day, 365 days a year. Some of the meals are on-site, most of them, and then some are off-site. Last year, we served about 204,000 meals. Yesterday, we switched to, rather than being a dining room where people can come and eat, we switched to all takeout. And that started Tuesday, which seems like about 100 years ago, but it was yesterday.
Okay, so that means, what are the time? There's new times for that too, correct?
Right. We used to do like a separate lunch and dinner. So like lunch was 45 minutes, dinner was an hour and 45 minutes. Now we stay open continuously from noon to 6 p.m. So folks can come in anytime between 12 and 6. They can come in more than once if they need to. The first part of the day we serve lunch, which is a couple sandwiches, some kind of protein snack, either like trail mix or and cheese sticks, something like that, two sandwiches, soup to go, coffee to go, and then sometime around late afternoon, like 4 o'clock-ish, we switch over to a hot meal so folks that come in can get a hot meal to go. And like I said, that's from 12 to 6 Monday through Friday. Saturday and Sunday, we're doing a hot meal plus a take-home breakfast, so everybody that comes gets two meals, and that is going to run from 2 o'clock to 4:30.
Now, as far as our listeners are concerned, what are the things that you need the most? Money and volunteers?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you know, it's crass to ask for money, but it's expensive for us to switch everything to takeout. You know, typically we use, you know, reusable plates and things like that. Where now we're providing to-go trays and, you know, buying box juices and things like that so that people can just take those, and that's kind of expensive. So we definitely could use some extra money. That would be great. Also, we had to cancel two fundraisers for the spring, which is where we, you know, most of our money comes from, events and direct appeals to folks. We're completely privately funded, so we don't get any government money, and we won't be getting government money in the future, so we rely on individual donations. And volunteers, most of our groups have canceled. For the most part, we have schools and workplaces and churches that are all closed now. We are using very small groups of volunteers, so we have three shifts a day, six volunteers at each shift, so it's not like a ton of people. And like I said, it's all takeout, so the volunteers are preparing the to-go bags and putting that stuff all together for us, and then folks come in, they just grab one and go. So there's not like, you know, our volunteers aren't expected to be in a dining room full of people. There's just folks coming in, grabbing their stuff and going.
All right. So I also know that if people need more information, your website is chock full of it, which is mybrotherstable.org, mybrotherstable.org.
And they're welcome to call during business hours. We are here 9 to 5 Monday through Friday, so they're welcome to call us as well.
Now, there are some other services that have taken place there at in your building, right? Have those been curtailed?
So the shelter downstairs, they're run by a different agency. They are running. They're not taking any new admits. So, you know, they're here. The Healthy Streets program, which does HIV and hepatitis prevention and drug overdose prevention, they are still functioning, but they're only using their mobile van. They're not having folks in their space. The sheriff's office is closed for now. And we do a partnership with Lynn Community Health Center for a free health clinic. They are open, but they're screening folks before they let them in, and they're sort of triaging to decide whether they need to go to the health center itself or they could be helped here on our site.
Yeah, that's the one I was thinking of exactly.
It's still happening.
Yeah.
It's just a little more curtailed than, you know, we don't have people going in and hanging out in there and waiting their turn, and we sort of see people one at a time.
Yeah, the world has clearly changed. Diane, anything else you want to share with our listeners? Any additional information?
I think the one thing I'd like to say is, you know, this is a really hard time for folks. It's particularly hard for our folks. Most of them can't socially isolate because they're living in a shelter or a rooming house, or they're doubled or tripled up. So, you know, I just hope people kind of keep their struggles in mind when they're, you know, they're sort of adapting to their new lifestyle. And the other thing I'd add is that, you know, I've really seen some really kind and generous acts of folks on the North Shore, and that people should remember there's good people out there too.
You got it. Diane, thanks for the message, and again, thanks for your time and all that you do and your volunteers do as well. Thank you.
Thanks.
Diane Kuzia-Hills, from the executive director from My Brother's Table in Lynn.